friends. How's it going? Happy Friday to you, and happy Friday Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty with my good buddy Nick Scherfield. Good to see you, Nick. As
Thank
always,
you very
your
much,
hair
Drew.
Looks solid.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Nice
Thank
and
it's
wavy.
Good. It's good to be here. It's sort of like the league new year with free agency starting.
It really is, and let's get into the questions that you guys sent in on Facebook comments as well. We start out with one from Susan Garrett Russell. I can't believe you let Kevin Walter go. Well, first of all, thanks for sending in that question or that comment. And we understand there are a lot of people that were fans of Kevin Walter, but the salary cap, it's like a pie, and you've got to make all the pieces in the pie fit. You've got to account for some positions and some players that you have coming. You've got to make room for those guys by letting some go. And Kevin Walter, unfortunately, one of those that had to go. But we may not have seen the last of Kevin Walter. Maybe.
Gary Kubiak. Texans head coach did talk to John McClain from the Houston Chronicle and said that he'd like to have him back. There are a lot of moves the Texans still need to make, a lot of business they have to do. So we'll see. Like you said, didn't close the door on him coming back. And a lot of fans, sad to see him go. The organization, I think, probably sad to see him go. He's a guy who got here in 2006, the first year Gary Kubiak and Rick Smith were here. He's the only player left that arrived in that year besides Owen Daniels on the roster. Now it's just Owen Daniels. You know, Andre Johnson, of course, has been here since 2003, but obviously a very hard worker who earned his way into a starting role in 2007, started for six straight seasons, and a lot of people said he didn't have the production he would want a number two receiver, but one of the most dependable, reliable guys on the field, off the field, and his work ethic. A lot of his teammates tweeting, saying they've never seen a harder worker. You and I can attest to that. You know, just an ultra hard worker and a great guy all around. We're going to miss him around here, but it was reported the Texans saved about $2.5 million against the salary cap this year by letting Walter go.
Yeah, and William Giddens follows that up with this. Hey, Nick and Drew. All right, we released Kevin Walter, so that means the Texans are going after some kind of wide receiver. My question is, will we look for that in the draft or free agency? I think you're going to see both. I think they'll definitely draft a wide receiver, and they'll definitely sign a veteran or two, maybe even three. Maybe not that many, but there's a lot of younger guys on the roster already that the Texans still have some time and some distance invested in, but you're going to see them address the position, I think, on both channels, draft, free agency.
Yeah, I agree with that. The four receivers I named who are on the roster now, aside from Andre Johnson, you got to remember, before the 2012 season, none of those guys had caught a pass in a regular season NFL game. A lot of very young guys with not very much experience. They got some experience this year, but Devere Posey, the one who probably looked most impressive out of the group by the end of last season, he tore his Achilles in the Texans divisional round playoff loss at New England, so he's got a long road back. That throws another wrench into the mix. I think very likely you'll see the Texans look at wide receiver very long and hard in the first round at number 27 overall. If not the first round, second round, it'd be surprising if the Texans don't take a receiver in the first two rounds of the draft. And this is a draft that might have a lot of value at wide receiver late in round one and in round two, so that's a good thing. I think you'll have to see him add one or two in free agency as well. Not the biggest name guys. We've heard a lot of questions about that throughout the offseason, but I think you will see them add somebody in free agency who has a little bit of experience that they can put in that very young group.
Phil Romsky has this one. Hey, Nick and Drew, I know the Texans usually focus on building through the draft. Do you believe that the Texans will still draft the best player available, or will they focus on specific team needs? Great question, Phil, and yeah, I still think it stays the same. They focus on getting the best player available. That's what they've done the last few years, and that's what I think they'll continue to do. I've said it, I think, 50 times now since the end of the season. 2 years ago, the Texans did not have a hard need at defensive end, so they go out and they take J.J. Watt, and nobody is second-guessing that one now.
Absolutely not. You know, Rick Smith tends to do the unexpected on draft day as far as the player he picks. You almost never see that guy as the most popular pick for the Texans in mock drafts and, you know, other projections that you see before the draft. A lot of times it might be the position people are expecting, but it'll be a totally different player, like Kareem Jackson back in 2010. Or it might not be the position that people were expecting at all, like J.J. Watt in 2011, like Whitney Mercilus in 2012. Yeah. You know, everybody thought the Texans looked pretty good at outside linebacker, but they didn't think Mercilus would be there. They drafted him at the end of the first round to get three outside linebackers in their rotation. Now, if Connor Barwin's not around in free agency, that's a very savvy pick because you've got a starter there at Whitney Mercilus along with Brooks Reed, but they don't give a guy more value because they necessarily have a need at that position. That's when you can get into trouble. Smith says it's going to probably be the best player available, and they're hoping, even at number 27, they can get an impact player in the first round.
Yeah, you know, a lot of what you just said falls in line with the answer to this question from Ryan Smith. It goes, so Walter, James, and Quinn all gone. I want to know what's up Rick Smith's sleeve and if he is making room for someone to come in. Any thoughts? He's absolutely making room for someone to come in or for the team to continue to move forward. The Texans will sign free agents. They have to field a football team, a 53-man roster. You can bet that's going to happen. But historically speaking, and that's not always the case, but historically speaking, on the grand scale, the teams that spend big and spend quickly on that first day, first 2 days of free agency, they don't wind up winning the next season. So just keep that in mind and be confident in the fact of what you've seen from Rick Smith, 12-4, 10-6 in the past two seasons.
Yeah, not only did those teams not often end up winning, but they might put themselves in bad situations financially for years to come. Also, oftentimes, you're getting a guy in the first couple of days of free agency, you're overpaying for that guy as the value might be for the guy. Otherwise, you see the market settle down after a couple of days, because if you want to get a guy early that a lot of teams want, you have to pay him more than other teams. It's been very quiet. They try and get value guys who are on the upswing in their careers usually, or veteran guys that can kind of be stopgaps. So you're going to see them add somebody, like you said, Drew. They're not necessarily making room for a big splash that nobody was expecting, but losing Glover Quinn to the Detroit Lions, that's a big loss for this team. They're going to have to fill
that, address that need,
with a player, be it through the free agency or through the draft. I think much more likely they do it through free agency to find a veteran they can plug in there and also draft a guy.
Hey, Nick, good job. Hope you have a great weekend. And if you're in Mississippi tomorrow and you see Nick around and you're a Texans fan, give him a high five, shake his hand, and chit-chat with him and tell him what's going on.
And thank you for the awkward thank you that you gave me, Drew.
I like to do that. I like to put you in awkward positions, and we hope you enjoyed this Friday Facebook mailbag.